This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Voice of health, freedom, and liberty, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Yes, we're back and live and out in the world, getting out there into these amazing events that occur from time to time that I encourage everybody, whenever you can, please join me at these events. There's so many great people that you connect with, you get to know, you can spend the time to ask questions, to learn from one another, attend lectures, yes, but interact and try things. And of course, you can see behind me, my friends Sovereign Silver, Sovereign Copper, and Argent 23 are here, and we are pouring shots all weekend long, right here in Orlando, Florida, at the Hyatt Regency International Drive. I seem to have lost my producer, Super Don, and Jonathan Emord, and anyway, we're here until they show back up, until I get word from them. In the meantime, I'm going to show you what's going on.
What do you mean you've lost?
I can't see you guys, is my point. You're here?
We're here. Not hiding. We're here.
Good. Thank goodness, because I don't see you or Jonathan, and so it gives me great comfort to know that you're both still here.
Well, and, okay, so can you see him on the screen? You can see him on the screen?
I can, right. Yes. Thank
all
you.
Right. Well, there you Jonathan. Go. There's proof. There's proof he's
so here. The only thing that would make this better is if Jonathan Emord were here with me at this event. But, of course, he's, you know, with me at the Health Freedom Expos. We've got the virtual one coming up in February. We've got lots of cool stuff. But shout out to Terry and Stu Warner. They're doctors of chiropractic, and they love bringing people together. And they've got tracks on autism, tracks for chiropractors, tracks for nurses, and health freedom. And these are the people that understand it's more than just about one profession. It's about bringing everybody together, finding out what you're good at and sharing that. And, you know, that this is how we get well and stay well. Now, I wish there were people who understood this within the political realm, Jonathan. You know, we talk about what's happening in the House of Representatives and the votes going on for Speaker of the House. And I don't know what your perspective is on this. I'm kind of encouraged, even though I know to some degree you're like, I wish the Republicans could get their act together. But I like principled stands. If they are negotiating about very important things, I don't know all the details here. So I would ask you, Jonathan, if you've got a perspective on what's happening in the House of Representatives, it'll crank up the next edition of the Sacred Fire of Liberty.
Well, I wish I did, Robert. I have no inside track into what's happening, except to say that it appears, and this is based on publicly available information, it appears as though people with ideological principles are strongly interested in preventing a rhino from being the Speaker of the House. They want the Freedom Caucus is energized and is really adamant about ensuring that someone other than McCarthy be Speaker, and in particular, they're looking for someone like Jim Jordan or another person who's an activist. The time, they're reflecting, I think, an aspect of the popular will, and this, I think, will become more and more apparent, that people don't want to elect people who are going to sit on their back ends and who are not going to act to save this country. The time is long over for people to assume elective office on the Republican side and be rhinos or be indistinguishable from their opponents. The time has come for action, common sense, solutions to problems, and it requires a willingness to dedicate your time, your energy, your resources to ensure that a legislative agenda is passed. Not just a series of hearings. People want action. The time for gabbing is over. The time for movement in the direction of solutions is here. And I think that's what is happening. I think you've got a significant minority of Republicans who do not want to see the leadership be dominated by individuals who are more akin to the McConnell faction of rhinos in the Senate, who will just sit there and compromise with disastrous legislation and with an agenda that's ruinous to the country.
Jonathan, when I witness what I have seen from a distance, they say it's unprecedented, you know, the vote for a House Speaker. And, of course, on the body politic side, it's the Dems going, look, the Republicans are in disarray. But I see, kind of like what you're intimating, that you have some principled people that have been elected as Republicans that are willing to stand up against the establishment wing of the party that has basically gone along to get along. That's kind of Democrat light in a sense. I mean, there are distinctions, there are differences, but in many ways we've seen, as we talk about, the growth of the bureaucratic state under both sides of the political party's control. And there are folks there that I see a growing increment, if you will. And this is what I hope and pray, that one day we'll be able to announce officially that you'll be a declared candidate for the United States Senate in Virginia to defeat Tim Kaine. No, we're not there yet. But because I do see, when they say this has never happened before, that's interesting to me. That says there is a sea change that is measurable, that's visible, and not another, what we say, a artificial show, right? Because a lot of this is they do this for show and they slap each other behind the scenes as they pretend to be different. These guys are saying, no, we've had enough of you. You've done things that we don't agree with, and I don't think that you're the right guy to be speaker.
Yeah, so you've got an interesting criticism being leveled against McCarthy, which is that he lacks sincerity, that he's a person who is not dedicated to these principles. That's the argument that's being raised. The argument is that, look, you can be bought. I mean, that's what Jim Jordan's essentially saying. He's saying, look, your politics are for sale, man, and you are a person who is not going to stand up for principle. We've got to get work done, and we need at least the Speaker of the House on the Republican side to have our back and to stand up for us and to not buckle under when the heat is applied from the left. And that's a good argument. I mean, these are serious issues. And so it takes 25 votes to get somebody who will stand up for principle. I'd wait 25 votes to get someone who stand up for principle. Now, in the end, I don't know what's going to happen. No one does. I suspect that compromises, it's the nature of the legislature, are going to happen. I just hope that the principled stand that is being taken by some members bears fruit in a solid commitment to ensure that those principles are defended and there is no abandonment of them. I like the idea that if the speaker, one of the proposals was if the speaker failed to comply with this commitment, that they could eject him summarily. And that's a nice option, I think. It's, of course, something that I'm sure McCarthy would only take if he has no other alternative to get to the position he wants. But
yeah, and it's like the eighth or maybe the ninth vote at this point. I mean, maybe they have to realize that they're not going to get these folks. I don't know how far it goes here, but I am by what I see. People that are just in for a brand as opposed to a principle, they're like arguing that, oh, just cave, you silly Republican, stubborn people. I'm like, no, they're stubborn because the principles of liberty have been abandoned. And they're trying to regain them and restore, let's say, a hold on the concept of a limited government.
Of the two, you've got courage on the side of breaking the mold, and you have embarrassment on the side of McCarthy, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, I think that there would be a way to pledge your support for McCarthy and get the minority to go along with them. But now that it's down the road, so many votes, I think probably it's getting near that point where even McCarthy will have to recognize he needs to step aside. But you never know. Ego springs eternal, Robert.
Right. Yeah, that's true. And I know as we talked, and we will be talking more about your potential run, you've got the exploratory committee. I know you so well. This is not about you or your ego when you're talking about the potential to run. It's to correct what's wrong. And it's based on and rooted in foundational principles upon which, you know, we discuss each week together and even when you're not here to try to bring that out, that there's a way forward. And that way forward is engaging in freedom once again, recognizing the brilliance that can come through, the wisdom that can come through only in freedom, not in tyranny, not in restriction, not in collectivism and socialism and communism and things like that. If we have a group of people that happen to be Republicans, I don't care what they call themselves, but the reality is we want to see people that are actually meaning what they say rather than just doing rhetoric and then getting in and doing the same thing that's always been done. I don't think that's too much to ask for, although for many years they've been getting away with it. Now something's changed or something is changing and we're witnessing it in real time.
You know, it's almost as if, you know, we're sort of like the little people in Whoville and Horton Hears a Who, the Seussical, that we're these little people in an environment that's plummeting to its demise unless someone does something to save it. And that's the real situation. So I don't understand people who don't see this as the 11th hour, as the fire in your house, as the dire situation that it actually is. I mean, everything that has made America the greatest nation on earth is at stake here. And so the future of your children, their freedom, their health, their ability to prosper, your own circumstances, which most parents would gladly sacrifice themselves for their children. But just think about your children. I mean, do you want your children to live in a society in which the government controls their every move, in which they don't have freedom to use their talents to become the best they can be, in which schools are serving the mediocre level and taking excellence out and destroying meritocracy? I mean, this is all part of really a communist agenda that is now a very strong minority is asserting and attempting to force down the throats of every American, whether they realize it or not. And so I have great sympathy with the Freedom Caucus, of course, because I have the same view that we are really in an 11th hour situation. We have to do what is necessary to save our country. And that's worth the individual sacrifice. We have to love our country more than ourselves. And this is the trying time. This is the time when you are asked to sacrifice for your nation. And really, it is something that if we don't do, we don't rise to the occasion, we will lose it. I'm sure of that. So we have to rise. Yeah. And I would rather save the country before the agony that people suffer is greater than it is right now. But we're going to have at least another 2 years of disastrous policies and inflation and crime.
Scott Bell Show.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your their wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
And insecurity and bizarre control over our children in the public schools where parents' rights are violated and where these movements to transition children who are incapable of making those kinds of decisions and destroying their innocence and all of this insanity. This has to stop. If we're going to save our country, we have to save our kids. We have to ensure that their future is bright. We have to open up the marketplace, ensure that there's opportunity, and ensure that that people realize the consequences of big government, that when you take over the marketplace, government being a parasite, what you end up with is just a parasite. In other words, anything that moves is taxed. Anything that moves that's productive is absorbed. We can't live under that
circumstances. Jonathan, you mentioned children again, and I think about that. My kids, you know, growing up, 23, 17, you got kids growing up. And, you know, what have we taught them or attempted to teach them? Pretty much different than what's being taught in government indoctrination centers, and including one particular article you wrote about Thomas Jefferson High School, of all the names, where they are doing away with merit-based let's say, accomplishments, acknowledging that when you excel or exceed, and you would be acknowledged and rewarded for the efforts and the abilities. Rather than that, it's sort of like the participation trophies that we've seen rise up in sporting events as kids. We don't want to teach kids that some are better than others in certain fields, right? But we're all unique and different in God's eyes and our creation. And that should be celebrated, those distinctions and differences, not drummed down to the lowest common denominator into a communistic, worldview that they're teaching these kids.
Yes, isn't it shocking? It should be to everybody that one of the nation's leading high schools for science and technology, specialized magnet school for science and technology, recognized really internationally as one of the finest institutions for teaching very bright children science and technology, getting them way ahead for college and making the leaders in science and technology in the world, is right here in Virginia. And the Fairfax County public school system is destroying it because they are eliminating meritocracy from the schools. They're creating an environment where merit is not only not celebrated, but that is actually punished. I mean, here they had kids who had won the top scores in the National Merit Scholarship Competition, the merit competition, and they had been given their awards to the school from the testing center, and the school withheld the awards and then unceremoniously dropped them off on the kids' desks after the early admissions applications were due at the university. So they were denied the privilege and really a necessity for scholarships of presenting that information in a timely manner to the schools.
What is that? What is that teaching kids?
Brutality is that here you have exceptional students. I mean, look, education in America, if we're going to survive competitively in the world, we have to have a meritocracy operating in education. We have to have the best and the brightest coming out of our schools with full academic recognition and encouragement. We will never be able to sustain economic growth and have the brilliance necessary to be outstanding in the world if we're destroying the institutions that we have that have proven themselves capable of doing that. And they're being destroyed from the inside out. They're being destroyed by those with a Marxist orientation who want to take down the marketplace and who view their role as elevating people based on immutable characteristics of race or the trans agenda, and taking kids who are achievers and giving them no recognition and dissuading them, actually giving them no incentive. And that's what's happening. It's shocking. It's appalling. And it's all based on this equity agenda, this idea that communism ought to reign everywhere, the idea that giving someone credit for academic achievement is somehow racist, against the welfare of everyone, that instead you need to focus on bringing down what is above to a common level and then ensuring that everyone finds that acceptable by requiring them to treat others equally who do not have equal talent.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
We'll be right back.
USA News Update. The chair of the Republican Party says candidates should be addressing abortion head-on.
Democrats spent $360 million on this, and many of our candidates across the board refuse to talk about it, thinking, oh, we can just talk about the economy and ignore this big issue, and they can't.
Appearing on Fox News Sunday, Ronna McDaniel said the lack of abortion discussion from Republican candidates is what led to lackluster midterm election results. Federal regulators are looking for a buyer for First Republic Bank before it collapses. The FDIC has asked several major banks to submit bids by today to take over the troubled bank. Thursday, First National stock dropped 30%. The trial resumes tomorrow for members of the Proud Boys for their role in the January 6th insurrection at the U.S. Capitol. Five members of the white nationalist group are facing numerous charges, including seditious conspiracy for allegedly plotting to overthrow the government. John Schaefer, USA News.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
It's so violent of the human spirit and our reason for being, and that which, you know, these gifts of creation itself.
It's anti-education. It's not education. If you have education, you must have academic excellence complemented. Otherwise, you can't distinguish those who do well from those who do poorly. Obviously. So if you don't celebrate academic excellence and you don't encourage it, and instead you encourage mediocrity, by refusing to recognize excellence, and you celebrate pigment and gender, and everything that is academically a failure is excused if you have the right race or the right gender, what do you have? You have a social experiment in redistribution of resources to achieve a communist outcome. Equality of outcome is what they shoot for at the lowest common denominator. It's really repulsive. It's very damaging, and it's happening all over the country. But this Thomas Jefferson High School for Science and Technology is an example of a gem that has been turned into a meadow muffin.
Yeah, because of the equity agenda, which is a code for communism, and you're setting these kids up for worse than failure, but that they should accept their role as slaves and worker bees at best. As you can see, we're joined by my good friend, brother from another mother, Seth Quinto from the family of natural immunogenics, where we all know and love the Sovereign Silver, the Argentin 23, the Sovereign Copper now, and so many wonderful products. And Jonathan, you know them well. You've worked with them for many years, and they so love you. And Seth is here with us, wants to say hi as well at the event.
Well, I love them too, so it's a mutual love fest, Robert.
Absolutely. We love you, Jonathan. Thank you so much for everything, and I want to wish you a happy new year. We're so honored to count you as a great friend, a colleague, a protector. Lord Protector. Mm-hmm. You're amazing.
I'm so appreciative.
I want to say hi.
I've had the privilege of representing natural immunogenics for so many years now, Robert, and I have to tell you, and I mean this very sincerely, that they're a group of people who are actually motivated by principles, and that they sacrifice personally. They have sacrificed enormously to pursue principles. I can't get into the details because they're privileged, but I can tell you this, that scarce few people in the United States would have invested the kind of resources they have to stand up for what was right against something that was horribly wrong, and that if it wasn't arrested, could have caused major, major damage beyond the major damage that was caused before people had the sad experience on the other side of bumping into the Quintos. They would not stand for it. These people are great people. The Quintos are people of principle. And it's an honor to be affiliated with them. It's a great honor to represent them.
Yeah. I wanted to say, and I know there are things that are privileges in these legal relationships, but to your point, to elaborate, knowing what I know of it, you have the ability with somebody who's pretty tyrannical and uses the courts to achieve, I would say, nefarious ends. Companies are always shaken down, especially in the dietary supplement natural product realm. I know I've been in it for so long. And all they're doing is sort of like trying to make a little money and maybe do a bigger dent to get them the freedom to know about natural substances, the freedom to access them, etc. And when confronted by these things, many companies just say, just pay them off. And, of course, that encourages them to do even more horrible things on that side. And to your point, to the credit of the Quinto family and natural immunogenics, they said, we must stand for what is right. And you're right. They sacrificed a lot that they could have just taken and pocketed. And they said, no, we're going to fight this good fight. And they had you in their corner helping them to succeed in doing that. And I'm grateful for all of you for standing for freedom. And some of these stories may never be fully told, but I'm glad that you also acknowledge what I've seen from my perspective as well, Jonathan.
Well, I have to say that one of the real pleasures of representing someone who believes in principles is that when you yourself are a very principled person, you don't have many arguments. You see eye to eye, and it's not a situation that is really kind of pedestrian in many instances where people are so concerned about the bottom line that they are willing to cross the moral or ethical line. And as you know, Robert, from our relationship for, 20 years or so, neither one of us is willing to sit there in the final days of our lives and confront our maker and have to explain ourselves to the extent that we somehow try to give an explanation for bad behavior like that. It's just not worth it. We have a short life. You want to live an exemplary life if you can. and all of us fall down. But the real thing is, you know, redemption and coming back around and ensuring that you do the right thing. And I think by struggling to do the right thing all the time, people are best put at looking at their final days on this planet and saying, you know what, I might not have been the greatest person on the on the earth. I might not have been the best singer or the best performer or the best at anything, but I can say confidently that I die with a good integrity. I die with integrity, and I die knowing that I have done the right thing. And that's
I like
live in a society of moral relativism.
You give it my all.
Yeah. I like what you said, Jonathan, about the excuses. I just imagine what John, your maker, at the end of your days, and trying to make excuses to that which knows everything and all of that. And you're like, well, but, and you're like, no, that
right.
doesn't fly.
Well, you're right. Right. The reality is, it's apparent, right, at that time. So better not to go there. If you can avoid bad behavior, please. And if you've committed some act that is deserving of repentance and asking forgiveness for others, by goodness, by all means, you know, take care of those things. And it's so much easier in life to do that. We're all imperfect. We all commit sin. It's impossible for us not to. We're frail human beings. But if you have a good heart and you have good intentions and you try to take care of those errors that you make in your life, it's so much easier than to harbor this hostility. You know, we live in an age of moral relativism where people tend to prefer to give explanations and excuses for bad behavior than to just fess up and ask forgiveness and move on.
Amen. Yeah. The dam's breaking, Jonathan. Tomorrow is SC case number 22-380, speaking of which.
Do you know about this case? What's it called?
Brunson v. Adams et al.
Have you seen that, Jonathan?
No, I haven't seen it.
No, we'll have to send him that so he can look at that. Because I know there's so many controversies about court cases that do or don't go to the Supreme Court.
This is accepted by the Supreme Court to be heard tomorrow.
Yeah, that's interesting. And then we, of course, have state-level action, like in Florida, where I am today, where DeSantis set up a grand jury, impaneled a grand jury to look at the deceptive practices and any fraud that it was engaged in via Merck or any of the makers of these COVID jabs and or collusion with federal authorities.
And also we must thank Surgeon General LaDapo.
Yeah, I got him coming on the show soon.
He's exceptional.
He's coming on the show soon.
The dam's breaking up everywhere. I'm so honored. We are so honored to share all of this time experience with you folks. It's the greatest honor, and all in, you know, in honor of Dad's legacy. And Dad loved you too, Jonathan.
Yes. Well, I have to tell you, that's the sad part of the year that just passed. Yep. And, you know, it's one of those things. I lost my parents. I love them dearly. And that happened many years ago. But when you lose people of great integrity who you have admired your whole life, who you know deeply and trust implicitly, these are, you know, rare breeds. And so when they've affected so many people's lives in a positive way, when they've worked diligently to invent things that have altered humanity in a profound way, that's really the Clinton's father. That's the legacy he left, and that's the legacy that they, through their actions, continue, you know, to this day. So it's sad, but by the same token, you know, their legacy lives on. His legacy lives on through his children and through these brothers who are just phenomenal.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Well, wonderful. I want to talk about the regulatory state a little bit with you again, Jonathan, as we like to visit from time to time, unfortunately, until you get into the U.S. Senate and dismantle it. But until then, we're dealing with what I call the Fear and Death Administration, or FDA, and they're now threatening to somehow regulate CBD. And, you know, this is the controversy that leads to a solution outside of a federal solution. This article, FDA may regulate CBD within months. Now, we've seen that the 10th Amendment has worked profoundly well with the state-level activity in action on the use of a plant known as cannabis and hemp, et cetera, and the various ways that it can be utilized. And rather than waiting for the federal government to act and do what we believe is the right thing, because they don't have the authority to do some of the things or a lot of they're doing, the people in the state said, you know what, we're going to go our own way. We have the authority to do it at that level. And now, years later, after I think that this market is approaching $5 billion now annually, which is still small compared to big pharma, but significant. They now are going to somehow put the CBD genie back in the bottle. Could you see a way they could do that?
Well, the FDA is so corrupt and they're so under the control of the pharmaceutical industry that when you see something rising like this industry has skyrocketing, $5 billion industry, and there are actual pharmacological benefits that come from CBD that are unique, and many of these pain-relieving properties are without side effects that are demonstrable or significant of any kind. And so you've got a real threat to analgesics, to a whole bunch of categories of drugs that the drug industry has a very strong interest in protecting. So it's not, you know, I said years ago when they asked me about the condition of CBD, I said that the genie was out of the bottle, but that sooner or later they would find a way to regulate this industry, and it would be in a way that would benefit the drug industry. It would provide some sort of a licensing or other kind of restriction. And what I think they'll do is sort of ease their way into this market and end up with a circumstance in which they make it more difficult to market. So you'll have a stratification of the marketplace with those that are favored, those that are disfavored.
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management. Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Scott Bell Show.
We'll all be better off for it. And this is not saying, and Jonathan Dodd Complex, he knows, he's very well aware, we've discussed this on and off the air, of what he could accomplish there compared to what he's done in his great career as an attorney, beating back the oligarchy, FDA, FTC, etc. But as long as you're breathing, Jonathan, I know you're doing everything within your power to make sure we can restore constitutional governance to this land.
You have our vote.
Well, thank you so much. And I really have to tell you that I just, like everybody else, I'm fed up. I mean, I've never seen a more radical transformation towards socialism in our country's history. I mean, I'm very aware of our history. I'm aware of the rise of socialism during the New Deal and the origins of socialism in the antebellum South in America and its progression through the administrative state. I'm well aware of that. I came into the Reagan administration, Federal Communications Commission, and even there I saw in 1985 stalwart socialists inside the bureaucracy who were intent on using the civil service as a means to pursue their own agenda, regardless of what the law required, Richard, regardless Bells, of what the administration wanted. And that only got worse.
Well, they've sacrificed their posterity, right? And we talk about what's coming. And that's why we're motivated. Seth's motivated. I am. We have kids. We want them to have kids and healthy kids living in a healthy, freedom-loving land. And it's not going to happen by sitting down and wishing it.
It is all about the future generation of Americans. We are witnessing the sacrifice of that generation by Marxists. We're witnessing people in the educational establishment who are fulfilling a Marxist agenda to make these kids so insecure about who they are, so hateful towards others, towards their parents, towards their country, and to make them ripe for a socialist revolution. This is really what's going on in this country. And to think that it's not, and to put your head in the sand, is really an invitation to disaster. what I'm pleased about is what Seth mentioned earlier on, which is I think people are awakening to the reality. I think they're so fed up that they're coalescing around people who will make a difference. And I believe that we're going to see in the next several election cycles changes that make for a great future for America. I think we are not in a state of decline like the Democrats are telling us, that it's an inevitable state of decline. I think the only thing that ultimately will be in decline is big government and control over your lives. Freedom is a constant. Nobody in the world wants to be unfree. No one wants to be a slave. Everybody wants to be free. When you're in a condition of slavery, you think all the time about how you are going to find a way to be free. In our situation, we have the benefit of freedom for over 270 years. We understand what it means. People feel it. They are proud of it. Even those who criticize it and say they hate it, in the end, want their own freedom, even if they're going to take everybody else's away. They don't know their own freedom sacrifice. And the upshot of that is, as they bring us down more towards servitude, taking away our free markets, taking away our freedom of choice, and depriving us of our individual liberties to freedom of speech and press, we are rebelling. And that rebellion is
reminding us.
And it's going to be in favor of what we knew, the Constitution and the limits on government power.
Jonathan, in order to not take for granted that which was left to us, we must lose it or be under threat, lose it, in order for this wake-up to happen. That's why I think this is happening not to us, but for us to awaken the next generation and for those of us who are still here and have been here for a while to help that along. Jonathan Emord, God bless you for sticking around. We got bonus time with you today, my friend. Thank you for spending the time on Sacred Fire of Liberty today. And thanks, Seth, for being here. Sovereign Silver, Argentum 23, Sovereign Copper.
Best to all the Quintos. God bless you. And Robert, have a safe flight home, my friend.
Yes, my brother. We got some more to do. Thank you, Jonathan Emord.
I'll make sure I feed you properly.
We're going to eat organic wealth. Somewhere we're going to find it. We're going to take a top-of-the-hour education break, and we're going to be joined by, I don't know which order, but Jamie Dorley and Joe Messina are good friends from Nutritional Frontiers, big supporters of the Robert Scott Bell Show, and this message of Health, Freedom, and Healing Liberty, live from the Warner's great event, Warner Wellness Health and Freedom Summit and Expo, Orlando 2023. And you guys got 4 days, including today, to join us at the Hyatt on International Drive in Orlando. Come on down and see us. Remember, the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492.
That's 800-509-4492.